Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. It's your future. Let Zurich help you protect it. Talk to us today about life and serious illness cover.
Now, a group of international protection applicants have been moved out of a County Clare hotel with just 2 days' notice, over a year after the local community blocked roads in the area to protest at their arrival. Magowna House in Inch became one of the most controversial locations for a new direct provision centre in May of 2023. Due to a heated standoff, you might remember, and road blockades as well, that prompted government intervention ahead of many similar demonstrations that followed around the country. Our reporter John Cook has followed the story since it began and joins me now. But first, let's hear a quick reminder of what local protesters told Drive Time last year.
A busload of asylum seekers arrived here to our shock and horror. We just couldn't believe it, like, you know.
Why such shock and horror? These people need somewhere to live.
I know that, but both the townland here, it's a small little townland. There's, I think, 54 of us in total between kids and parents, whatever. This is just not suitable, really. We're just out in the middle of nowhere. There's no amenities here.
It's not a suitable area. You haven't a footpad nor a light within miles of this place.
I'm upset because we are being painted as a bunch of racist rednecks. Like, horrible things are being said about us. And it's not us we're looking out for. It's also these people down here.
Do you remember that? It was really emotional, no doubt about it. Locals in Inch and County Clare protesting against the arrival of international protection applicants there last year. The man they were talking to was Drive Time's John Cook, who's with me now. John, 14 months on then, asylum seekers are gone.
That's right, Cormac. 34 male international protection applicants were bussed into Magowna House in the rural townland of Inch, 8 kilometres outside Ennis in County Clare, in May of last year. The former hotel had been vacant for some time and was to have a capacity of 69 asylum seekers, but no others arrived as locals, who said their rural community was unsuitable for a direct provision centre, blocked the access roads with tractors, silage bales and bollards, and maintained round-the-clock checkpoints and protests to monitor anyone coming in or out. This prompted the Taoiseach at the time to comment that no community can have a veto over who gets to live in their area. And it did lead to an almost unprecedented visit, a direct intervention from a government minister, as the Junior Integration Minister, Joe O'Brien, visited the site in Inch and offered mediation between locals and the newly arrived international protection applicants. But no engagement ever took place. Some of the men left the centre, others found jobs and got on with life, until this week, that is, when a government letter told them they would be moved to new accommodation in Dublin just 2 days later, instructing them to gather their belongings and be ready for the bus. I was there, Cormac, as they moved out of Magowna House. Around 27 men in total, I was told, though figures vary depending on who you talk to, from places like Afghanistan, Syria and Palestine. I spoke to a group of them outside the gates of the premises, starting by asking 32-year-old Majid what was happening.
They told me I must move to Dublin 2 days ago. And that's it. Now we're ready to go. And
bus has arrived, you're just waiting to go?
Yes, we're waiting for the bus, yeah.
Okay, how do you feel about that?
I don't know. We're confused because they just shook us and they told that we must move now. Uh-huh. So we don't know what we feel, you know.
And what about you, Ibrahim?
Same.
Your letter told you you're moving to where?
Dublin 22.
Uh-huh. And how do you feel about that?
Well, same, confused. We don't know anything now at this moment.
Okay.
Now?
Yeah.
Okay. It's for me now. I must leave. They're different boss.
Okay. So Majid is told to leave by management here. Would you like to comment yourself for RT Radio 1? Do you want to tell me what's happening here today?
Not really.
The men are all leaving Magowna House, is that right?
Yeah.
Will it close now?
I can't comment on this.
So no comment there, Cormac, from the manager of Magowna House, who I had met before and interviewed before, when she had told me previously last year that she worked for the Cork-based CRM Properties Limited, which leased the facility. While my interview with some of the men outside the premises was interrupted there, I did get to speak to others waiting for a second bus, some who didn't wish to be identified. One 23-year-old Moroccan man asked simply to be called Nasir, as I asked him when he first came to Ireland.
20 months ago, We stayed 6 months in Dublin, in City West, and 14 months in Magona here.
And Nasser, City West was overcrowded, I remember. Yeah. You came here to Magona in the middle of rural County Clare. Yeah. There were protests at the time. Do you remember that?
I remember that. I met some people from the protest. They were like, sorry about that. We didn't know that. Like, you were like just young people in here. Yeah, that's it.
Do you think that was the problem with protests, that people don't know who you are or who's coming to their area, or maybe they haven't been told?
Of course they will be like that, because they don't know like who's coming in here, like especially asylum seekers. So maybe they're a criminal or something. So they don't know.
They're just criminal.
Yeah,
okay.
They were afraid.
Well, they're
of
just
that.
Afraid of the unknown, I suppose.
Yeah, unknown people like coming to like Inch.
Did you get to know anybody in Inch afterwards?
In Inch? Yeah. No, I just met my neighbor once and it was like just hi. Uh-huh.
So you never really got to know people, but.
No.
Okay.
No,
you got a job though in Ennis.
Yeah, I got a job in Ennis.
In a supermarket.
And I have lots of friends in here and everything. And like settled down in Ennis after 14 months, having friends and job and everything. Like you started your life in here? And after that, I like leaving like just like
Did
that.
Did you want to stay here?
Yeah, I would like to stay here. Like I wanted to stay here and maybe I'll come back. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Will you lose your job now?
Unfortunately, yes.
Because you're moving to Dublin.
Yeah. So looking for another job now.
And you got a letter just 2 days ago, like everybody else, to say you're moving. Is that right?
Yeah, 2 days' notice. That's crazy.
I've noticed people came to see you. Some of the local people brought a Clare flag. Yeah, someone else has brought a little ukulele.
What's that?
I have the banner.
You're a Clare hurling supporter now as well,
aren't you? I'm playing hurling now. No more football for me.
Cork.
Yeah. No, Clare. No Cork, man.
You're a Cork hurling fan, are you?
Yeah, Cork.
Okay, you better get out of Clare soon.
Yeah.
Before they hear that kind of talk.
Yeah.
Guys, I think a lot of people have jobs in the locality and they're sad to go because of that. They were
Not because of my job. Like you can find a job anywhere. Yeah. Like because just of your friends, like you have lots of friends in here and people you know. Uh-huh. Like people after 14 months, they're really closer to you.
Not another job, but another people, another tradition maybe. So for another county, you know.
You got to start all over again.
It takes more time for do some good friends for, you know.
It's not the same. You won't get lots of friends in Dublin because just in Innes or County Clare, people are too friendly, like, to be friends with them.
Yeah,
so in Dublin, we won't get just, like, friends like that. Not easy. Like, for me, it was easy to get a friend in here.
That's Nasir and other international protection applicants. Sorry to leave Magona House Hotel there. You had a good chat with them, John. Were any of the local protesters who blocked roads in Inch last year, were they present as they left at all?
No, not as the men left Cormac. The Magona Road in Inch was quiet as the buses departed, but the protest signs are still there, cautioning motorists to slow down as there's a peaceful community protest in progress, they say. The manning of the protest was reduced to a small number of hours at weekends only late last year, and I'm told the opposition continues to this day. A small number of locals from the Ennis and Inch areas who had supported the men in Magona House were there to say goodbye and even brought gifts, including, as you heard, the blue and yellow Clare flags and even musical instruments. Among those who said they were comfortable to speak to me publicly, because some said they didn't want others to know that they were supporting the men, an indication of how this has divided or caused some divisions in the local community, were Martin Vernon and Sarah Ferrigan, who was trying to tune up a ukulele as the men loaded their luggage on the bus.
Along some of the lads, and they're bringing it on the bus and they're going to sing a few songs while they go.
Uh-huh.
Apparently trying to keep the spirits up, I guess.
Sarah, it's a very different scene at Magona House 14 months on. Big protests, blockades on the roads when these guys arrived.
Oh, I don't know, it was shameful actually what they faced when they arrived here. You know, there were people looking for a safe place to be, and you know, I suppose what's probably one of the positive things that came out of that was that they've all supported each other so well, and they've all became a really good support structure to each other. And you can see that here today. They're all hugging each other, and you know, even though they're getting split up into two different places, they've all promised to kind of keep in touch with each other, which is lovely. But most of the lads are working in Ennis, Lahinch, Aina, Limerick, even Shannon,
leaving jobs behind,
which is really, really sad. Mm-hmm. You know, and you know, and all they're trying to do is make a good life for themselves. And a lot of the lads here, you know, they are married and they have wives and children, and you know, their hope is to build a proper life that they can kind of reunite with their families and make a positive life in Ireland.
And I will always love you, my lovely Rose of Clare.
When the banner.
Martin, you're here singing songs with the guys from McGowna House, people having to leave today for Dublin. How do you feel about it all? They've become friends to you.
Yeah, I've known the men since they first came when there was all that terrible trouble when they arrived, and locals put up roadblocks and checkpoints and tractors and bonfires, and it was all very hard for them. They came here, they were just put onto the bus, and they didn't know where they were going, and now they're being put on the bus again and taken off to different places in Dublin. I just think they're being very badly treated, and I'm very sorry, and they're a lot of really nice men who are of great benefit to Ireland, you know, and we're going to miss them, and I hope that some of them come back, because they're all working, and you know, and their lives are being disrupted.
The signs at the end of the road still say peaceful protests. McGowna House is not a suitable place for a direct provision centre, but you feel they'd be welcome here again.
I feel that we're going to be welcome in Clare, because they're good people, you know, and I wish them well wherever they go. And yeah, there's a lot of people very sad to see them leave.
There you go, Ennis residents bidding farewell to international protection applicants being moved out of McGowna House in Inch in County Clare. That's some story, really, John, from the terrible trouble, as mentioned there, to a sing-song and the lovely Rosa Clare. Like, is that the end of this direct provision centre now, which was met with such heated opposition in the area?
Well, that's the question locals want to know the answer to, Cormac. I understand the protest committee will meet to discuss the issue in the coming days, and their hope is that McGowna House will no longer be a direct provision centre, bringing an end to their protests. But I was told they do not wish to comment at this stage. Minister Roderick O'Gorman told Fianna Fáil TD Cathal Crowe in a parliamentary question in March that with the state accommodating over 100,000 people from Ukraine, as well as international protection applicants, all offers of accommodation have to be considered. An initial 12-month contract was signed with the provider at McGowna House, and the department intended to seek its renewal at that time. 4 months later, well, here we are now, and the Dáil is beginning its summer recess. So I asked the department if the contract was in fact renewed, and are there now plans to house other international protection applicants or refugees there? I did not get answers to those questions, Cormac, but in a statement to Drive Time, a department spokesperson told me that unspecified issues were raised at McGowna House following an inspection, and as a precaution, the department made arrangements to remove the residents from the hotel in Inch. The department, I'm told, is now considering clauses provided for in their agreement in place for the use of McGowna House to accommodate international protection applicants. So whether it will do so again in the future remains to be seen. But whatever happens, this sudden movement of these men in Inch with 2 days' notice this week follows concerns that we've heard a lot about on the programme recently, Cormac, including the relocation of other asylum seekers and Ukrainian refugees. Indeed, we've covered many stories in Clare and Tipperary and other counties recently, as we've been told the department is consolidating state accommodation with many of those seeking protection here and others they've got to know in their communities upset at how unsettling and destabilising these moves may be as they try to integrate here. Among those saying a last goodbye at McGowna House yesterday to those she and others helped over the past 14 months was Orla Ni'Eli. She's recently retired from the Clare Immigrant Support Centre and worked previously with the Irish Refugee Council and Amnesty International in her career. She was busy telling me about her concerns over the government handling of the integration and migrant accommodation crisis as the last departing resident of McGowna House stopped to give a hug.
Good luck. I'm so happy that they give more love, clear people.
Thank
you. I respect your time, everyone. So.
And we love you too, darling.
Bye.
Okay, so safe journey.
Bye-bye.
One final goodbye.
Yes.
Is there a better way of doing this? That's what I asked you.
Well, I think there must be a better way of doing this. I mean, you know, it takes a little bit more time and thought, but for people to be scattered all over the place, they do need accommodation, of course. But there are probably places nearer that could keep them in their own employment. The same with the Ukrainian community, just that people are kept with some semblance of holding a life together. Mm-hmm. It is such a precarious thing, mm-hmm. being an international protection applicant. It's such a precarious thing for the Ukrainian community. They didn't expect to be here this long. They didn't expect life to be this complicated. Mm-hmm. And often, what we've seen over the years, that often the second or third move that people make can really upend their own morale, if you like. Mm-hmm. And that's of no benefit to anybody. We all just need to be doing our best. And in a crisis, it's really, really important to try and stay cool and work through at a slower pace, but finding local solutions, localish solutions.
Mm-hmm. Do you think the government is still in crisis mode or needs to move beyond that? Is that what you're saying?
Of course, we all need to move beyond crisis mode. We're under pressure, that's for sure. And that the pressure needs to be addressed. All of the ordinary things that would have had pressure in Ireland are still there, like accommodation, regardless of the IPAs or the Ukrainian community. There was pressure on accommodation that hasn't been resolved yet, and that needs to be stepped up to.
And that is immigrant support advocate Orla Neely, ending John Cook's report from Inch in County Clare. And that report, when you think about it, over a year in the making.